What can you tell us about Josh Morrissey's status for tomorrow?
So he'll come to the rink as a player, and then we'll make sure that he feels as good tomorrow as he does today and make that decision.
How about looking back at Dmitry Kulikov's first game last night in a dozen?
Yeah, it was good. He had played so well in the period that he got hurt. Felt like he was really rounding into form. But from being out a long time, he was good.
What did you see from Josh prior to the injury, Pauls? He felt like it was one of his best stretches of the year, and obviously the extra responsibility is something that he kind of
He can handle it, right? We've got, when we're healthy, we've got a real nice back end there that... And you saw it with the injuries. All of those guys can play big minutes, and they'd like to. You get into a better rhythm. Four would be perfect, but you can't in an 82-game schedule. Five would be right on. So they'd all love more minutes. I think they get into a better rhythm. Game comes easier to them. But he certainly was playing very strong.
What kind of growth specifically have you seen in his game? I know he's had a pretty gradual climb, but it's...
Yeah, you know what? It would be maybe a gradual climb if you talk about from draft day. But he had a real high kind of jump in point. When he came into the league, we didn't spend 6 months getting him to learn his craft. There just wasn't any video on him, of corrections that you want to make. So his play right from the start's very high. And I would agree, he's improved, but he's a little stronger. He's got more experience, the confidence that comes with it. But he certainly, there were no holes in his game from the time he kind of came in, and he's just continued along that path.
Paul Scheifele, Wheeler, just maintenance today?
Yeah, minutes, yep.
And goaltending tomorrow, would it be Connor? Or?
Yep. Yeah.
In terms of Andrew Kopp, obviously he's gone back on the IR. I mean, is this a reoccurrence of...
No, it's just a numbers thing. So we knew he's not playing tomorrow, so he wasn't planned to skate today. He had a scheduled doctor's appointment, so he's going to out, which was going to keep him out of that game. And with our D the way we were, we put him on the IR because we knew he wasn't playing within the 7-day block. So he hasn't felt right since the island, but he's getting better and feeling better. So hopefully soon.
And is that not uncommon when people are coming off concussions that they sometimes
I mean, the thing of it is that if you get into those next 2 or 3 days and anything, you get a cold, any of those symptoms can be related. They're not necessarily related, so you just get real conservative with it.
Some of the videos that you were talking about, Josh was just saying that he typically will watch a lot of shifts of his own work on his own game, but in the last week he's had a chance to expand his scope, look at other players and compare reads. How does he rate compared to other players that you've coached in terms of his willingness to get into that stuff and take advantage of that time?
He's in that group of guys. We've got the Scheifeles of the world who watch everything, analyze anything. He's a hockey nerd is not a derogatory term. He's hockey focused is probably the best way to put it. So he'll watch. There are players that like to walk out of the rink and not see themselves play again and just want to reset and go back forward. But you're finding probably these new age players that grow up with it as part of how you play the game. He's very in tune. And you're always, when you're doing your meetings, you're running the video, but you're watching the eyes, and you can see the guys that have the capacity to focus through a 7 or 8 minute video stretch. He's right there. Like, he's such a good pro.
All the things that he can pick up from watching how Sammy Niku plays with Jacob compared to how he maybe does some things?
I think what those guys will do, will find players like them, right, size-wise, speed-wise, and see how they're... run their situations differently. But we're talking now about not basic things, right? When a guy turns his feet, how he carries his shoulders into the corner. Those are real specific, and I think that's almost that beyond the coaching scope. Unless you got a guy like Charlie who played an awfully long time, these are things that he knows through experiencing them that, when you decide to shift your feet to the corner, when you sweep over on a guy, your own body. You have to understand your own game, really, before you can dissect what somebody else is doing.
Well, you said a player like Cam Schilling had a really refreshing take on getting the opportunity that he did. Obviously, he's been reassigned now, but it's safe to say that he did everything asked of him and then some?
And then there's something more there, because for us, we thought he was a good pro. We liked the way he played in the American League, but he doesn't have a body of work in the NHL. And he came in and gave a real clear idea of what we're going to get. He moved the puck quick and simple. He wasn't afraid to make a mistake, and he wasn't out there trying to create something to impress you. He just went out and played a good pros game. And that, now we know what we get when we call him up where we didn't have that idea for sure.
I know your focus is here, Paul, obviously, but when you had a guy who's had initial experience like Logan Shaw and he has the kind of impact he's having with the Moose, I mean, what does that do to the competition level? Or is there a message to other players on what they can learn from a guy coming in like that?
Well, the message would be more clearly read if he got called up for it. We're full boat up top right now, so there's not room to do that, but I know that Pascal Vincent's really impressed with not just his on-ice game, but his professionalism around the room. We value that. So he's made a real good case for himself to be the next guy called.
Thank you.